Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. Tonight, I'm going to get into, if you haven't known it's been about 4 weeks now, that there have been massive riots and protests in France. And people want what the policies that they're doing in France here. They want what Venezuela has here. I'm going to get into that. Guess what? Stormy Daniels is having to go back to work. She's got to pay off some bills. The migrants seeking asylum in America are actually having to find work in Mexico because they're not getting over here as easily as they thought they would. Chance the Rapper, I guess, is going to take time to try to learn about God and Jesus and hopefully become a Christian. We'll wait and see. A fearless lady, daredevil, 102-year-old lady, jumped out of a plane that wasn't going down. And it's kind of interesting to see what she was doing and why she was doing it. I want to get into that and much, much more, folks. So welcome to the family that you're a part of. And some breaking cannabis news, too. So Jeremiah 29:13, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. And as many of you know, it's been breaking. It's not that Fox is covering it. It's a little bit on the other networks, but it's huge. French people are rioting over what started out as a green tax on fuel. And Emmanuel Macron, the French president, is seen as an elitist. He is seen as someone that doesn't understand the average French person. 70% of the people support these riots, saying, hey, look at what's going on. We're being taxed to death. This and that. We want way higher wages. We want this. We want all these things. We want all these addressed. We're tired of being working class people with elitists running the country. With a government that isn't about us and for the people. It's how do we, the government is about helping the wealthy and not us. And when you look at someone like Donald J. Trump, he's not saying he understands what we're going through. He's not saying he understands what it's like to live like we do. He's offering to try to help us. You can't afford that mandatory payment for a penalty for health care. That mandatory, hey, if you got to have it, if you don't, you're going to get fined. He got rid of that. He's worked in his hotels as a busboy before and stuff. The videos are hilarious. Watching him clean and do this and be a bellhop and all that. He doesn't. Yep. You got to understand something, folks. He has given of his money and his time. Not many people do what he does. Generosity he has. That's our president. You'd like to make a comment?
Hello. Yes, my name is Clay Douglas. I'm calling from Big Spring, Texas, here.
Uh-huh.
How is it going this evening?
Good.
I'm going to have to call back in. Something just came up, but I will be back within 5 minutes. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, no problem.
My puppy's made a mess. I'll be right
back,
all right, sir.
All right, bye-bye. This guy's going to call back. But, I mean, we live in this country where at least, you can't say he's perfect, but Trump is at least trying to help the regular person, the regular guy out there. He's trying to bring jobs back for us. He's trying to do stuff for the regular person. I'm not saying he's perfect. You got to understand something. We need to be in a society, because I've had people, well, I don't know what to do because they don't really 100% like Trump, but I don't really, well, you shouldn't 100% like anybody. If you're a Hillary supporter, you should say, well, I support this, but I don't support that. I like what you did here, but not there. I mean, I like what Trump passed, but I wish it would have gone through the branch of the government, not through executive order, because it's only a matter of time, and I've said this before, when you have a president that's just going to pass all these things through executive order that you don't agree with. I mean, we're lucky that we have a president that's passing things through executive order that we agree upon, that we support. But it's only a matter of time before you have somebody who's going to pass all these laws that you don't agree with through executive order. I mean, think about this. There's a state in Florida. There's a school in Florida that ditched Common Core. When they ditched Common Core, guess what happened? They're at the number one school. Florida school drops Common Core and soars to number one. I got my caller back on, so. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Now, what is this sort of an open topic kind of night, or?
Yeah.
Okay, are you a big NFL fan at all?
Not really. I used to be until they started taking a knee and started disrespecting the country that my dad fought for.
Amen. I feel the same way. I know that they have stopped broadcasting the national anthem on TV because of that problem. And I fear that every season they're coming up with new rules, as if you want to protest, you stay in the locker room. Now, why anyone want to protest, I don't know. Because I fear it's very, very disrespectful.
Exactly. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, we have, our country's not perfect, but compared to many other countries on this planet, we have a very, very good country.
Oh, you know, we have an amazing country. However, excuse me for 1 second. However, this country is also going down the toilet. If you look at, or if you are familiar with what they call the social justice warriors.
Yep.
And the liberals, now, they say something here recently within the past 2 months, I'd say. I read an article that they said, if you were to have a baby, you cannot put male or female on their birth certificate.
Yep.
Now, what kind of nonsense is that?
It's ridiculous. It makes no sense.
There's one more that they said that is even more ridiculous. They say, if you have that baby and you decide, you know, that baby needs a diaper change, you have that baby's permission, or else it's sexual assault. That baby
yep.
has to give you permission. Have you read that article?
Yes, I have.
Now, what kind of nonsense is this?
How can a six-month-old tell you that, you know, can I change your diaper? Most six-month-olds can't say yes or no.
They can't respond. In the article, I read some comments. They said that they agree with the article. They say that the baby will smile at you. Now, what kind of... Come on here. These people are the worst people on the planet. They're the most ignorant people on the planet. Now, I don't know if you allow profanity on your show, sir. So I'm not cursing as of yet. But if you do allow it, oh boy, let me tell you, I could lay into these social justice warriors and how stupid they are.
Oh, they are. I mean, to me, when you go back to like when Barack Obama was running for president and they asked people, okay, who did you vote for? And they said, I voted for Barack Obama. Okay, I'm glad you have that option. Well, who's his running mate? That was Sarah Palin. Or they couldn't tell you, or John McCain was his running mate. They couldn't tell you who his running mate was. They didn't know anything. These people are being indoctrinated. There are kids on the street that are protesting and chanting, and when they ask them, well, okay, so you're against you know, we want to make sure that we vet people to come into this country. Well, everyone should be able to come into this country. I said, so if you're going to have a party at your house, don't you want to vet people to make sure that people coming into your home are safe and they're not going to rob you or take your stuff? Well, of course I want that. Well, then why don't you
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Oh, I want that. Well, then you're telling me right now that you're wanting what you're protesting against.
They
don't have a clue what they're protesting.
That's exactly right. Half of them do not even know. They want to block highways and get run over and blame the person who ran them over. I mean, come on now.
Yep.
Let's have a little more sense than that, you know. I mean, these people do not even have a brain.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you have people who voted for Obama because, oh, I'm going to vote for Obama because he has dark skin. And that's the only reason. Now, I've seen Nayeli Palin. You know, I've watched that. It's not bad, but I think she could have done better. Now, when it comes to Trump and Hillary is the devil.
Yep.
She has admitted, she hasn't admitted, but they have found emails that the Clintons run an underage sex scandal that's underage children.
Yep.
Now, she wants to say all she wants to, but they know the truth. They know the truth, and the American citizens with a brain also know the truth.
Yep.
And I say anyone except Hillary is what I say.
Oh, exactly.
Now they say Michael Obama, I won't even call her Michelle, Michael Obama is going to run for office. And if that's the case, the American people are screwed.
Yeah. Like I've said on my program before, if Hillary Clinton would have taken Bernie Sanders, it would have been game over. Because these people were voting for Bernie Sanders, oh, everything's going to be free. Everything's going to be given to them. They're not going to have to pay for anything. And my wife doesn't agree with that, neither do I, because we're smart. But my sister went to the bank one time, and this guy was praising Obamacare being passed because it's going to be free health care. My sister goes, Well, who do you think is paying for this?
That's
nothing
right.
is free.
Nothing is free, and these liberals want free college as well as health care.
Yep.
It's just not possible. Well, it'd be possible, but us taxpayers, we would get... That's right. That's right.
And then we would be like in France, where we'd be rioting because we'd be paying 40 or 50% taxes.
But you have to understand, these are people that don't even have a brain.
Nope.
And
don't.
Now,
they're indoctrinated.
You know, we have the Christmas time coming up, you know, and it's supposed to be a happy time. And now they want to protest Charlie Brown. Thanksgiving episode. Oh, just because the black kid over there is sitting by himself. Oh, that's bad. You need to re-edit that or redo it or take it off the air because it's racist.
Yep.
That's just ridiculous.
Yep.
I may try to call back again if you're accepting callers. I must go again, but I will be back as soon as possible.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem, sir. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Is there another call on there? Do I have someone else on the line? I think I do. Well, he can free to speak up whenever he wants. But my last caller hit it right on the head. These liberals, they're morons. They're indoctrinated. They don't know anything. I'm blabbering whatever they're telling me to say today. I've talked about the app that I've joked about that. Okay, let me see what I'm supposed to protest today. When am I supposed to yell today? When am I supposed to scream today? Because that's what this world is. These kids don't know anything. They're being not taught history. They're not being taught cursive, which I've heard in some places are bringing it back. And it's sad. It's sad where this world is coming. But you have a world that gets 95%. At one time, like 85% of the college kids got their news from John Stewart and Stephen Colbert. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, these migrants that are trying to bang down the door and come into our country, okay, these migrants, they're now some of them are stuck because they can't go to the U.S., and they're having to try to find work in Mexico, and they're trying to accommodate them. And Mexico doesn't even want them. But they're trying to do something to accommodate them. It's like, hey, you're going to work, or you're not, or we're going to deport you. You got to understand, folks, we have a 75-year end to the dependency on oil, and the mainstream media is silent about it. They don't want to talk about it. I remember, and this is huge, under Barack Obama, I actually paid more in gas than I ever did under George Bush. And you want to know what happened in Indiana under George W. Bush? We actually had a period one summer where they cut the gas tax completely so you could save money on gas. You didn't have to pay the gas tax. And we had higher gas prices under Obama than we did Bush. And all they talked about is the oil tycoon and his billions. Nope. Not a single person interviewed during the FBI's Hillary Clinton investigation was hit with false statement charges. But they're finding out that, hey, a lot of the stuff was, there was no interviews. All the stuff that they claim they did, they didn't do any of this. It's just crazy. False statement charges abound in Mueller probe that contrasts the Hillary Clinton case. It's just crazy. Nearly every Trump campaign associate indicted in a special counsel of Robert Mueller's spalling Russia probe have been charged with making false statements. But you're not going to hear this on the mainstream media. But in striking contrast, raising questions about possible double standards, not a single person interviewed during the FBI's Clinton investigation was hit with false statement charges, even though investigators believe some witnesses were untruthful, even though they lied. They believe they did. Hey, we can't, dude, if we get them with false statement, they'll be killed. You're not going to double cross Hillary Clinton and survive. But that's the problem. You know, no matter how, I mean, Hillary Clinton could come out and say the world is flat and people would be like, of course it is. Duh. Has to be. I mean, we really haven't had a winter this, a fall this year. We've gone from basically summer to winter. But, you know, that pesky global warming thing. Yeah, this global warming thing, you know, I'm waiting for it because I'm cold. You know, there was a thing called different temperatures on the Earth, and we've had, like, ice. We've had, like, temperatures where it was, like, really, really warm on this planet and stuff when it was really, 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 really cold. You know, we've had fluctuating temperatures on this planet. We've had ice ages and stuff. But I'm still waiting for the, you know, they talk about the global warming. Maybe people should take a page from France and what's going on there. And Emmanuel Macron's problems that's going on. Because that's what these people want in this country. They want that government run of everything. Government is not the solution. I love this man. I've always been a fan of this man. Didn't know he was as conservative as he is, but I love Pat Sajak. And he's like, and he was talking about the Academy Awards. And this is a quick fix for the Academy Awards show. Expanded to two nights. The first night will give out awards and celebrate the history and the wonder of movies. The second night, hold a political rally. That way, if you want to support the liberals, you do it on your own time. Let's have like Grammys. Let's have Academy Awards. Let's have these things about the music, about the movies. Then the second night, if you want to sit there and hold an anti-Trump rally, have one. And when no one watches. Like my caller was saying, these kids, they're dumbfounded. They don't know anything. They're just, okay, what am I told to do today? They don't think for themselves. They don't think. Oh, well, see, there's democratic socialism is different than regular socialism. Okay, France is democratic socialism. Look at what's happening. Gee. Call it whatever you want to call it. Call it capitalist socialism. Call it Republican socialism. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's socialism. Just like the Federal Reserve. It's still a national bank. I was watching a video today, and I've been, because I'm a precious metals collector, and there's rumor that they say there's millions of dollars that people have, billions and billions of dollars people have invested in paper money. What I mean by that is I have a certificate right here that says I own 10 pounds of gold. Well, take that certificate and try to get your 10 pounds of gold. More than likely, you're not going to get it because they don't have it. They're just selling you certificate. They don't have the gold. And then if people, you know, wait a minute here. That's what's going on in this world. Okay, this dollar is worth whatever you can get for it. If you can get 50 loaves of bread for it, guess what? You got 50 loaves of bread for a buck. If you can't buy it, nothing for it, you can't. And people are seeing in many countries, the U.S. and others, where they don't have 5 cents to scrape together. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to make ends meet. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, make ends tofu. I don't want to offend the meat eaters, the people that don't eat meat. Can say, and you know, I gotta change.
Well,
I gotta.
You. You don't eat meat.
Yeah,
you
but I don't.
Yourself.
I don't care.
You offended yourself.
I know. I offended myself too. Yeah, I don't eat meat, if you don't know. Listen, if you knew the conversation, I'm a vegetarian, but that doesn't offend me. You know, bring home the bacon. Oh, that's offensive.
That's okay. I eat enough meat.
Because that's all my wife eats. She doesn't even eat eggs or bread or nothing. She just has steak. Nothing else.
No, okay.
Well done.
Of course.
But it's just one of those things. I mean, they've dumbed down our society so much. And it's sad. I don't care if you're liberal, but when you can't justify, when I can talk to most liberals and tell them what time it is. But, you know, and then you have tons of people that like, okay, this is the racist America I live in. They don't try to see the good that can come out of America. They try to shove down any type of racism in our face. I mean, I'm sorry, but when that lady was sitting there like, I'm calling the police because, yeah, they can't be barbecuing out here. When that lady was calling those black people, the police on them for barbecuing and all that, I saw, the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that was staged. It's going to be awesome because I'm going to get on all the news networks. This is going to be on Facebook, on YouTube, you're going to have billions of views. I'm going to get on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, I'll be on all these networks. I'll get millions of dollars. I'll tell my story. Cha-ching. I'm going to cash in. That's all I saw was I'm going to be the next internet sensation. I'm going to be all over the news. Well, I'm not racist. I just wanted to do it, try to get publicity and make money off of it and cash in and It just seems like WWE stage to me. Whether it was or not, that was the first thing that came to my mind. About 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and my callers that called in and stuff. And I don't know about many of y'all people, but if I'm ever in a plane and I need the parachute. I'm going, you know, if I'm using a parachute in a plane, it's because the plane's going at a 90-degree angle straight down, and I'm going to die anyway, so I might as well try to save myself. People actually jump out of perfectly good airplanes. Yes, they actually do this. Yes, but a fearless daredevil lady jumped out of a plane. 102-year-old woman. What's the cause? It's for a neurological disease that her daughter died from, and she's trying to raise money for it, and I think it's really cool that 102 years old jumping out of a plane. I hope I live to be 102. Yeah, I mean, that story just touched my heart because she's 102 years old and jumping out of a plane. I mean, some of my friends went to go hang out, and when they went to go wonder why my buddy hadn't come, a guy I went to high school with and known for most of my life. He was on the floor dead. And I tried to take my lunch break to go to the viewing, but found out that it's at the other funeral home, not the they own like two or three, I think. And I thought it was the one right next to where I work, so I could do it on my lunch break because we're short-handed, and it turned out it was the one like 23 minutes away. So, you know, taking an hour to get there and back and all that, you know, I'll talk to his mom and stuff, but it just makes you appreciate life. You know, I do this program because I want people to appreciate life and not take anything for granted, and to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, I am being screwed. Wait a minute, I support vetting. I want people checked to make sure that they're not going to come here and kill me. Yeah, it's called vetting. Yeah, we want to make sure that, yeah, there's going to be some good people that may not get into this country, but if that's what it takes to protect the majority. Sorry if a few great people may not make it here in order to protect the majority of people. So we keep bad ones out. God forbid we want to keep good ones out. A New Jersey homeowner is fighting with the town over a Christmas display and raises thousands of dollars. Old Bridge, New Jersey, bright lights illuminate the narrow streets as hundreds of shivering visitors, sometimes as many as 1,000 a night, snap photos with 70,000 Christmas lights and all this stuff and snowflakes and Merry Christmas and all this stuff. But the house is in the middle of Christmas controversy that has pitted the homeowner who's fed up with the town, which has imposed a $2,000 a night fee to cover police security costs because of the unmanageable spectacle the house draws, with some traveling hundreds of miles to see it. I can see that if you have tens of thousands of people, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, then that's one thing. But I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous that they want to charge. If it's $2,000 a night, okay, you better show me. Okay, I want to know who's paying what. I want to know exactly 100. Well, okay, you tell me how much those police officers need to get paid, and I will pay them myself personally. I'm not going to have you charge me $2,000 and then, okay, they get like $100. I think it's bullcrap. He's refused to pay it, and I support the guy. They're just trying to get money out of him. Now, I'm sure if it was something like Happy Ramadan, they'd probably have like, oh, the police are protecting you on us. No problem. You don't have to pay anything. This is just crazy. I want to get into this because this is the part of the show I'm super passionate about. But this is what's getting to me. As doctors taper or end opioid prescriptions, many patients are driven to despair and even suicide. It's getting worse now because of the opioid crisis and all these things that are going on. There, a lot of doctors are refusing to give the pain meds of any kind. There were, you know, people were like, hey, I have chronic pain, I deal with this, and I can't get meds, I can't get this, I can't get that, and what do I do, where do I go? And they're cutting down, they're making it harder for the legitimate person to get medications and get this and get that. And they're turning to the streets for release. They're turning to whatever they can get their hands on. And it's sad because I used to belong to a pain clinic. And this was many years ago when I felt like a criminal. Because you can't use them for legitimate purposes. You have to grind them up and shoot them and get high and get messed up. And it's sad. But that's this world we live in. And now they're starting to at least recognize the benefits of medical cannabis, because even the Surgeon General has come out in the last couple of days where he wants to actually look into rescheduling it so it can be tested and used more. Because since it's a Schedule 1, they have to go through myriad of hoops just to test it. And he wants to try to get it to a Schedule 2 so they can do more testing on it. So that's pretty cool that they want to have that possibly happen. So we'll have to wait and see how that comes about. If that, you know, if it does ever get rescheduled so that they can do more testing for it. So are you there? Are you there?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, it's me calling back.
Right on.
Sorry about that. I was listening. What are you discussing now?
What I'm discussing now is I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter, and the fact that I've known people that, like, I used to belong to a pain management clinic because I have a muscle disease, and I always felt like a criminal because, okay, you have to get drug tested almost there, like four times a year to make sure you're taking the medications. You have to be seen every 3 months, and a lot of the doctors are not wanting to, I've talked to people who said that the pharmacy where they used to get their meds, they won't even carry any pain meds to fill because it's getting so controlled. And there's talk about now where the Surgeon General wants to reschedule marijuana to a Schedule 2 drug so it can actually have the ability to be tested more than it is now. Because as a Schedule 1, it's very, very hard to test, and they're having a major increase of people who are committing suicide in this because, or they're going to the street to get something because they can't get legitimate meds.
That's right. And it's bad because, well, if you look at it one way, I think it might be all legalized here within the next few years anyways, because there are some states that is already legal if you have the right documentation, and I feel that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't just be some type of freeloader who wants to sit at home all day, doesn't have a prescription, doesn't have health issues, and just wants to sit there and smoke that kind of stuff,
Yep.
And I feel that that's somewhat the problem of getting it legalized.
Yep. And one thing, because I've talked about this to my mother-in-law and stuff and to my own parents, is that when you have these long lines at these dispensaries when they open up, a lot of those people, it's not like the first time they've done it. They're like, wow, I can actually buy it legally instead of having to get it off the street. Because the biggest problem for many
That's
of
right.
us is the fact that, okay, I
is
never
if
know
you get
any
caught
of that.
Buying it, you go to jail.
Yep. And one of the
you
issues
know, you can
I've
get in
dealt
trouble
with,
for that.
Yep. Is, okay, I need a sativa. I need something with energy. I need something for pain relief. Well, I don't know what I'm getting. And I guarantee you the person selling to me doesn't know what I'm getting. So he couldn't tell me what strain it is, what THC content it has, what CBD content does it have, what CBN content. Is it going to be good for pain relief? Is it going to be good for my headache? And it's nice that people can actually go now to legitimate shops with people who are being trained that have, okay, this has a very high CBD content. You're not going to get high. You're not going to get loopy. It's going to help with the pain. It's going to help with your muscle spasms. And they're training people. And one of the big issues I see now is a parent company from
Wait, sorry about that. Blog Talk seems to be disconnecting me right and left here.
Yeah. But you have... Because there's now evidence that as the big partners in Marlboro or Philip Morris is investing $1.9 billion, and there's a lot of people that say that pretty soon big tobacco, since tobacco's starting to go to the wayside, you're going to have big tobacco coming in tenfold to try to cash in, and like they always have.
Oh, yes, they will. They will. They absolutely were. They want that money.
You are now off the hook queue. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Here. What's going on? Is that Blog Talk messing up again?
Yeah. Hello, you there?
Shalom!
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm
this
doing
is Don Cornelius
fine.
What's up?
How you doing,
sir,
tonight, sir?
I'm doing
I'm
great.
I'm always fine. How are you, fellas?
Oh, I'm great, brother. Blessed and highly favored.
What would you like to talk about, sir?
Anything you want. What's on the docket tonight?
What I'm talking about tonight is the fact that but what I'm talking about right now is I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter, and the thing that scares me is how big tobacco is trying to bombard and get into this industry, and it scares me because someone like me that believes that there is lots of medical value and cancer-causing value and pain relief and muscle spasm value with cannabis, it scares me that these big tobacco wants to come in and try to cash in.
Well, you have to think of it. Of, you know, you said Marlboro earlier. Is that the same as Marlboro Menthol? Hello?
Yeah.
Is anyone there?
Yeah, no, I just keep getting a bunch of, like, numbers, so I don't know. I just keep getting a bunch of like.
What's that, sir?
I just keep getting a bunch
of
people calling in, and I think they're.
Well, that's a good thing, sir. That's a good
thing.
Yeah,
but they're. But when you. But when you answer it, there's no one on the other end, and you just get all kinds of stuff, so.
Oh, some background noise? Well, they might just be listening. But as long as you bring them on, you know, somebody might have something to say here.
Yep. Are you lit? I got another call. Are you there? Hello?
Or they must have fallen asleep.
But, yeah, it's just, I mean, I kind of feel that is the way of a lot of the world, where instead of doing what's right for the people, you know, these big corporations want to come in and do what's best for their pocketbooks.
Well, you have to always keep in mind one thing. These companies want money. They don't care about the people. All these organizations, and all they care about is their money.
Hello.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I thought I heard thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. I thought you hung up on me.
No, no, I don't. I just keep getting all these numbers calling in, and when I try to, it just is. I don't think they're legitimate. I don't know what it is. So I've never.
I think maybe Blog Talk has an issue with their number, and that they have an echo.
Yeah.
But if you can just, you know, try to in your mind, try to put that echo out, because it seemed like he had a question.
Yep. Hello?
Hello? What's that song you're playing, sir?
That, I don't know. It was another phone call, so.
Oh, that was another caller. I see.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, but.
Shalom! Hello, sir. Am
Hello.
I still on the line?
It's just me and you.
Oh, I heard someone say shalom. He must be Jewish.
Yep. You there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I heard shalom also. It's a Hebrew greeting.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Johnny. Johnny L.
Welcome to the program.
You like
Hello.
Shrek?
You like what?
You like Shrek?
No.
What
Welcome
would you like
to
talk
show,
about, sir?
Johnny. What would you like to speak on?
Oh, well, I was listening to the oil discussion earlier. Is that legal in all states? What's the status of that?
No, it's not legal in all states. Quite yet, but they are working on it.
Who is?
Mr. President Trump.
Oh, he is? I thought he had was Jeff Sessions was against it.
Where you have?
Where he's gone now?
No,
yep.
Yes, no. You don't have to worry about Mr. Sessions any longer, because we now have Trump. His two main focuses are. Legalizing marijuana plus the extraterrestrials, and he is going to come out with the truth.
What?
No.
Yes, sir.
This is what I think.
It's not real. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Well, that's what I read.
Is this
in
Q or something? I don't really follow Q. Is that a Q thing?
I don't know who Q is. Unless you're referring to Clear Clay Douglas.
I have no idea. But with the oil situation, technically if it comes from the hemp plant, it's been legal nationwide for probably about 8 years. You can get CBD hemp oil, which I've been getting for a long time. But if it has THC in it, it's only legal in states where it's been legalized for medical use or for recreational use.
Does that get you high as a kite?
The CBD does not get you high at all. So if you get CBD oil and that doesn't get you high at all.
So what's the purpose?
I feel like that people who actually need it don't even necessarily need or feel the need to get high. They want to get healthy again. Can I receive an amen?
With the CBD oil, when I use it, it's for muscle spasms, it's for pain relief, it's for It can be used for cancer.
It is pain relief, but it's not necessarily just an excuse to get high here. Amen.
So, yeah, it's mainly for pain relief when I use it and for my muscle spasms because I have a muscle disease, so that's why I use it.
Yes, sir. I suffer from fibrofilariosis, and they want to prescribe that to me, but here in Texas, you know, it's very hard to get a hold of the medical medicinal marijuana, and it's very upsetting because it could benefit me very much, but at the same time, I don't want to break the law.
And yep.
It seems that, you know, here recently here, this is what I've been having to do.
Yep.
What happened to, is Mr. Johnson still there? Or did he hang up?
It still shows he's on the line, so.
You like correct? I was just asking if Mr. Johnson was still on the line.
Johnny.
Johnny.
I never really got into Shrek. I think I'm a little too old for it, and now going back and looking at it, it looks kind of silly, and I don't really have any kids that are interested in it, so.
Yeah.
I'll watch the shit out of some Cars. I love that.
Yeah.
Lightning Fair. McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
Co-Mater.
I like, if it comes to Disney, or not Pixar, but Disney, I like the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, that is a
throwback. But that's the greatest, you say the greatest Disney movie ever made is the Mighty Ducks.
I mean, you also have
Heavyweights. Heavyweights is one of the best as well with the, I believe his name is Mr. Benjamin Stillman. Yes, sir. Heavyweights.
No, Heavyweights was an adult movie.
I saw that in theaters, and they had a different version in theaters. And then Disney bought that movie before it hit home video, which in my time, yes, sir.
Right, and this was an adult movie, and it was about rather large women. And
Fat boy camp here.
No, what?
Fat boy camp.
Yeah, he's talking about the Disney movie where these kids go to a fat camp and Ben Stiller runs it and runs them into the ground. And
he's a Jewish.
That's the one he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, this caller, I can tell from his voice and the way he speaks, Mr. Johnson is a Mormon.
A Mormon?
Lord help us.
Oh, amen.
Now, Mr. Host, you ask him yourself if he's Mormon.
I don't think he is. He doesn't. No,
I know he is.
I don't believe in fictional religions. Oh, wait, some people argue that they all are fictional, so got to be careful with that.
Well, Mr. Hoos, what is your name, sir? What is your name?
My name is Kyle.
Kyle? Well,
yes.
I'd like to ask you, are you religious at all?
Yes, I am. I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Now, have you ever heard of a pastor who believes that gay marriage is okay? Have you ever heard of a gay pastor?
Yep.
I've heard people that agree with that. I've never heard of a gay pastor, but I've heard people that don't have a problem with it.
Well, they exist, my friend.
There's one on Blog Talk. I've heard one on Blog Talk before.
Yes, sir. There's one.
He runs a ministry
how I know him.
It's called God's Rainbow Ministry.
Oh, wow.
And
basically he says God doesn't care if you're gay. And the main reason is he's gay and he likes to have intercourse with men. So he's basically just trying to make himself feel good about it, in my opinion.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, anal, just rectal, anal, oral. Just
this poor guy, this poor pastor likes to also get slapped around. You know, he's not one of those people who stand up for themselves.
Oh.
Here.
I think I have another caller on. You there?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm still here.
This is Juan from Alabama. Juan.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the show. It's good to hear from you.
You sound more like you're from Mississippi.
Are y'all the host?
Yes, I am, sir. I am just a random caller that called in. I don't believe in gay pastor. Well, I don't either, but I'm just a caller. I'm not the host.
I am.
I was pretending.
You know, maybe next time you will know your role and shut your mouth, Mr. Johnson. All right.
Well, now, I'm going to let you all go because I've got about a minute and a half left in the program. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in.
I understand that, but we have Juan on the show. I'd like to see what he'd like to speak of, please.
Well, I'm getting ready to end the show in about 90 seconds, so I'm going to let you all go. And thank you so much for tuning into the conversation.
Well, I want to say something about the caravan, but if not, I just want to say two things to y'all.
Sure.
Round Tide! Alabama football going to win that championship game, and those Mexicans at the caravan ain't going to stop them. Round Tide!
Right on. I think they will, too. I want to thank you all.
I
want to
thank y'all for putting me on.
Not a problem. I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Can I get a road tie from you?
Amen.
Road tie.
We just hear one, too.
We got to do it louder than that.
You.
Road tie.
Disrespectful.
You got to do it louder, otherwise it is disrespectful.
That's right.
I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And Roll Tide. Actually, go Notre Dame. Go Fighting Irish. And with that, remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.